huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here and welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. This is a very experimental, short caffeine cast, as much for me as it is for you. And it's on the subject of getting uncomfortable. Now, you've probably heard loads of people talking about getting uncomfortable. But actually, when it comes to it, I don't think anyone wants to do it. And the reason I'm doing this episode is I'm walking down a beautiful street about to go to Expert Speaker Bootcamp, and people are looking at me weird because I'm talking to myself. And I thought, well, that's going to make me feel uncomfortable, so I'm going to do what I'm going to preach. Now, I'm running a speaker bootcamp at the moment. Like, when you go away to a beautiful location and you roll in running a speaker course with your family holiday, you have this naive expectation that it's going to be beautiful. Everyone's going to love it. Everyone's going to be transformed. You know, they're going to come here, a reasonably solid speaker, and go back an accomplished, legend of the speaking world. They're going to make a difference and make millions. And I've done this now. This is my 5th year in a row, I believe, of running a speaker bootcamp for our elite trainers. I've trained many of the best speakers in the UK in our industry. And when I get here and I'm a couple of days in, I realize the reality of speaker bootcamp. And it is, we get here, it starts, people bring their baggage from the UK, they've got some issues, you do a few speaking exercises, they don't quite go as well as the speaker thought, they go through this turmoil, there's chaos, there's, you know, like when you do a speech in front of peers and even mentors, you know, you feel vulnerable. And It's a complete mess for a few days. Everyone's going through this crazy emotional journey, trying to master their speech, trying to deal with feeling vulnerable in front of other people, and all the flavor that adds. And I would challenge you to force yourself, encourage yourself to do that more in your life, because at the end, it's beautiful. And when change occurs, positive change, yeah, it takes a decision and then some kind of disruption to your normal routine. And then, and this is the bit that everyone forgets, there's mess and chaos and stress and tension in the middle as you're going through this change. There's the feeling that you want to go back into the world of comfort. You don't want people to watch you as a speaker. You want to go and back and do the things that are comfortable to you, that make you feel safe. You start to think, why am I doing this to myself? Why the hell have I paid 10 grand to come away, to not see any of the sun, because we're locked in a hotel for 10 days, a week, 10 days, just to be torn to shreds by my peers and stand there and be vulnerable in front of a load of other people while my husband or wife is and kids are sitting on the beach? Why am I doing that to myself? Of course, at the end, when you, of course I'm talking about speaking because I'm at speaker bootcamp, but you know, you get the analogy. This is for everything you want to do in your life. That's whether it's selling, whether it's growing your business, whether it's getting your voice out there on social media, better marketing, taking risks such as hiring people and increasing your overhead, or insert whatever it is that you need to do that you know you need to do that makes you feel really uncomfortable, that you're not doing and you're playing safe. And I encourage our elite level trainers, when they come here, not to play safe. So they've got their usual story, they've got their usual offer, they've got their usual 15-minute, 90-minute talk, and they could easily come here and just deliver the same talk they've done 100 times, which would be comfortable to them, and they'd probably nail it and get a round of applause, and everyone go, oh, we haven't really got any feedback because you're awesome. But I encourage them to create a new story and to just stand there and deliver something new in a new style to test themselves, to push them outside of their comfort zone. And what you generally find when people take those comfortable risks, I like to say be comfortably uncomfortable. Because if you're uncomfortably uncomfortable, i.e. if you take huge risks that, you know, put you in sort of physical or emotional or financial danger, then that's just plain dumb. So it's like progressively edging your discomfort to challenge yourself to grow. In those moments of chaos where a speaker's trying a new speech and it's not going very well and they're stuttering, or what I often do with the speakers, which they seem to love, is I repackage their offer. So, you know, they've got some kind of pitch for the thing that they're speaking about, and I'll take it and I'll sex it up, you know, and I'll make it more results-based, outcome-based, rather than just, oh, you get a webinar and you get a Facebook group and you get to watch videos. You know, no one wants to do those things. They're not sexy. What people want to do is get the information, the result, the income, the free time. And when we're creating and repackaging those offers, it's messy in the middle. That doesn't really work. Oh, that doesn't really work. What could we call that? How could we turn that into a benefit? Oh, I don't really know. I'm not really hitting it. Oh, I'm a bit frustrated. Oh, that doesn't work. You know, ding dong. And then you get it and you're like, that's it. That's the title. That's the benefit. That's the way you package it. That's the way you pitch it. And in life, business especially, it's often not just about what you do. It's how you present it, how you package it. It's the perception that others have of your product, your service, your idea, and your vision. So this is just a short one because I've actually got to go back in now and start the Elite Speaker Bootcamp. I challenge you to get yourself comfortably uncomfortable. I challenge you to do things that stretch you, that make you grow. And I've been speaking for a long time and still walking down the street when people are looking at me. I'm actually in the hotel now and people are looking at me because I haven't got a phone in my hand. And they're thinking, who the hell am I talking to? That makes me feel uncomfortable. So go give that a try. Endure the chaos and the mess in the middle, because that's the important bit. Now, people sometimes do try things that make them slightly uncomfortable. But then when it's a bit messy and difficult and chaotic in the middle, then they're like, oh, sod this, I can't be bothered, it's too painful. Oh, it didn't work, even though they didn't even give it a chance. And then they go back to their level of comfort. Now, if you stay comfortable your whole life, you're not just going to not get ahead, you're actually going to go backwards. Like if you didn't increase your savings year on year, inflation would actually erode it, so you've got less savings every year. And so it is with the progress for your business, for your life, for your personal development, for your vision. If you're green, you grow. If you're ripe, you rot. If you're not growing, you're dying. There is no in the middle. There is no standing still. Nothing stands still. I'm walking around this hotel looking at everything. And in 500 years, this will all be gone. So even the marble floor, well, that never decays. Yes, it does. Everything does. Everything changes. Everything moves. Everything is either growing or dying. And that is the same with your brain, with your vision, with the actions that you're taking on a daily basis to push you further towards your business, financial and emotional goals. So go out there, get a bit uncomfortable, get yourself seen more, hire those staff that you're worried about the overhead, and let me know how it goes. Come join the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group and let me know what you're getting uncomfortable with. If I can help you with it, I will, and how it's working out for you. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.